Time now for your letters. Last week, we asked NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving why Congress hadn't come to a resolution on the immigration question. We mentioned that among the political obstacles the White House faced was the revelation about the president's role in authorizing a leak about intelligence concerning the war in Iraq. We followed that with a report from Arizona by NPR's Ted Robbins, who talked with people on both sides of the immigration debate. Donald Cross from Geneva, Florida, writes, "As a free market conservative, I was pleasantly surprised while listening to your summary of this week's news about the collapse of the immigration reform bill in the U.S. Senate and the news about Scooter Libby's grand jury testimony about pre-war intelligence. I expected left-wing bias, but what I heard was fair and balanced. First, you were careful to point out that the president has the legal right to declassify any information based on an executive order signed in 1982. Then you interviewed representatives from both sides of the immigration enforcement debate. In similar spirit of fairness, I congratulate you." Also last week, we featured a Frank Browning piece marking the centenary of Samuel Beckett. Anton Hajar from Chevy Chase, Maryland, writes, "This is the kind of programming that fulfills NPR's mission and which would never be heard on news radio. On a personal note, the piece raised a lump in my throat when I recalled being in college long ago and discovering Beckett for the first time, and the excitement of learning so fresh then. As I think then of my daughter, now beginning college, I am excited that she, too, will have these mind-opening experiences, and I'm grateful to NPR for allowing me to relive one now." And Judith Scott of Las Cruces, New Mexico, writes, "What a fascinating, mind-expanding, funny, touching, creative, curious man. Your program blew some fresh air through my brain." I was going to say, thank you, Ms. Scott. Then I realized that you were talking about Samuel Beckett and not me, but thanks for writing anyway. If you would like to write to us, come to NPR.org, click on Contact Us, then select Weekend Edition Saturday from the pull-down menu rather than pepperoni, sausage, or veggie delight, and then write whatever you like, but please do tell us where you live and how we should say your name.